Hello, Awe Island family. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a proud member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Do you have a listening buddy? Maybe a sibling or a stuffed animal or a pet who likes to listen to Awe Island with you? Please draw a picture of your listening buddy and send it to us. We'd love to see it. A grown-up can help you visit aweisland.com/gallery to send us your drawing.
Hello, Awe Island friends. Did you know that our Patreon memberships include access to the whole Awe Island library? Plus, you'll get an exclusive extra episode every week. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island to become a member. That's patreon.com/Awe Island. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Good job. Today, we're going to relax our entire bodies. First, wiggle all your toes, and then squeeze your toes together tight. Now relax them. Then lift your leg up just a little and let it float back down. Now lift your other leg just a little and let it float back down. Let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Next, squeeze both your hands into tight fists, and then release them. As you relax your hands, reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug and release. Now make a very grumpy face. Squeeze your eyes shut, squinch up your mouth, and hold the grumpy face. Now let it go. Now your whole body is relaxed. So let's take one final deep dragon breath. In and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. We're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Eddie's New Shoes. It was a cloudy day on Awe Island. The clouds were rolling through the sky, like fluffy race cars on a racetrack in the sky. As Eddie D'Souza sat in the school bus on his way home from school, he watched the clouds speed by. Today was a special day for Eddie. It was his first day being 10 years old. Although he had already celebrated his birthday over the weekend. His parents and his little brother Luis had gone to a favorite restaurant and played mini golf. Then, last night, the family had baked and enjoyed a cake together. So Eddie didn't mind that today, his actual birthday, was just an ordinary day, since he had already had such a nice birthday weekend. The yellow bus dropped Eddie right off in front of his house. Eddie went up to the garage and typed in the secret code that opened the front door. He hurried into the house. "Hi, Mom," Eddie called out. Eddie heard his mom answer from the kitchen, so he headed there first. His mom was sitting at the kitchen table with a wrapped present on the table in front of her. Eddie ran up to her, giving her a big hug. He looked at the blue and white wrapped gift on the table. He felt excited, but a little confused. After all, his birthday had been yesterday. "What's that, Mom?" Eddie asked. Eddie's mom gave Eddie a kiss on top of his head. "It's a present for you, dear," she said. "But my birthday was yesterday, Mom. Did you forget already?" Eddie said, laughing. Eddie's mom leaned forward and grabbed the gift. She put it on Eddie's lap and kissed him on the head again. Then she said with a smile, "No, I didn't forget. But this is a very special gift. You're growing up, Eddie, and Dad and I think it's time for you to start doing a few things on your own. Open your gift, my love." Eddie carefully removed the wrapping paper. It was so pretty that he didn't want to tear it up too much. Once he got the paper off the box, Eddie opened the brown box the wrapping paper had been hiding. Inside were black and red sneakers. They were shiny, with red flames on the toes. "Wow, thank you, Mom. These are so cool." He sat down on the kitchen floor to take his old plain shoes off and put on the cool new sneakers. Eddie's mom smiled, watching him tie his shoes. "Eddie," she said, "I think it's time for you to start walking some places by yourself. You're old enough to safely walk to Brent or Joe's house without Dad or me walking with you." Eddie looked up at his mom. She was smiling at him proudly. Eddie looked back down at his new shoes. He had walked with his parents to the grocery store and the library many times. They had taught him about safe walking practices and always made sure that he looked both ways before crossing the street. Sometimes they asked Eddie to lead the way or to practice walking without holding anyone's hand. But even though Eddie knew the rules of walking safely and he knew how to keep an eye on the surroundings, Eddie still felt a little nervous. He had never walked to anyone's house alone before. Not completely alone, anyway. Eddie scratched his head, and he looked down at his fancy new shoes. Finally, he looked up again. Eddie's mom was still smiling, so Eddie smiled back. He didn't want her to think that he was ungrateful. "Thanks, Mom," Eddie said. I think it's going to rain today. Maybe I should go to Brent or Joe's house tomorrow." "Sure, whatever you like," his mom replied, and gave Eddie another kiss on the head. "Okay, I need to do some computer work now, my love." "Okay," Eddie nodded, quickly taking off the shoes. Eddie went into the living room. He set the shoes down by the front door and then sat on the couch. He looked around the quiet room, starting to feel a little lonely. Earlier today at school, Eddie had thought about visiting his friends this afternoon, but he hadn't known that his mom would suggest he go on his own. His mom was busy working on her computer now, so if Eddie were to go to a friend's house, he'd have to go on his own. But Eddie felt scared. What if he tripped and needed help? What if he got lost? Eddie wrapped his arms around himself as he realized he was feeling stressed. To calm himself, he took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Then Eddie took another deep dragon breath, in and out. He was starting to feel a little better, so he took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Eddie felt calmer now, but he still didn't like the idea of walking alone to Brent or Joe's house. Just then, Eddie heard the phone ring. He thought it was going to be one of his mom's friends, who liked to talk for a long time. But instead, after a couple of moments, his mom walked into the living room, holding the phone in her hand. "Eddie, that was Joe," his mom said. "He says happy birthday to you and wants to know if you would like to come play at his house." Eddie's mom seemed very pleased by Joe's invitation, but Eddie didn't feel so pleased. He knew his mom would expect him to walk to Joe's house by himself. "Isn't it going to rain?" Eddie said hopefully. "No, I don't think so," his mom replied, frowning slightly as she turned her head to look out the window. "Well, I have to do my homework now," Eddie said desperately. "Look how responsible you are now that you're 10 years old," said Eddie's mom with a laugh. "In that case, why don't you ask Joe if he'd like to do his homework too? You could go to the library and do your homework together. That'll make it more fun. You both love the library. You can meet Joe there." Eddie didn't say anything. He stared across the room at his new shoes on the floor near the front door. He wasn't sure what to say. Eddie's mom sat down next to Eddie on the couch. "Is everything okay, Eddie?" his mom asked. Eddie shook his head, but hesitated a moment before answering. "I'm scared to walk by myself," he said. Eddie thought his mom would be disappointed with him, but she just smiled at him. She ran her hand through his hair and gave him a kiss on the nose. It made Eddie feel the same way he did when the sun came out from behind the big gray clouds. "It's okay to be scared," said his mom. "Trying new things is overwhelming sometimes, even when the new thing is a good thing. And just because you've turned 10 doesn't mean you're suddenly all grown up. I'm sorry I didn't realize you might be nervous about walking alone." She gave Eddie a big hug. Eddie smiled. He was so happy that his mom understood why he was so nervous. She was the best. Eddie hugged her back, and she gave him a big kiss on the cheek before saying, "How about this? I'll call Joe back and ask him if he wants to meet you at the library. I'll go with you and bring my laptop with me and do my work there, okay?" "Thank you, Mom," exclaimed Eddie. Eddie put on his special new shoes, and then he and his mom walked to the library together. But Eddie didn't hold his mom's hand this time. He just walked next to her, feeling very grown up in his new sneakers. When they arrived at the library, his mom took her laptop to a quiet corner, and Eddie met up with Joe in the kids section. Joe gave Eddie a birthday card that he had made himself and told him how much he liked Eddie's new shoes. The two friends did their homework together. When their homework was done, they looked at some books and chatted. When it was time to go home, Eddie's mom said, "Eddie, I just talked to Mrs. Novak. She invited you to have dinner with Joe and Teresa tonight to help celebrate your birthday. Mr. Novak is making pierogies, and they all know how much you enjoy them. Would you like to do that? Oh, yes, thank you, said Eddie, his mouth watering at the thought of the delicious dumplings Joe's father made. Suddenly, Eddie had an idea. Mom, he said, I think I feel okay walking to Joe's house with him, without you. Eddie's mom smiled at him. Eddie thought she looked very proud, but her eyes looked a little bit wet, too. I think that's a great idea, Eddie, she said. And Joe's parents already offered to drive you home afterward. Yay, said Joe and Eddie together. Eddie had a wonderful time at Joe's house. The pierogies were delicious. That night, when Eddie got back home, he took off his cool new shoes and put them carefully in his closet. He climbed in his soft bed and wiggled under the blankets. His parents came into the room before lights out to say, good night, our new 10-year-old. After they closed the bedroom door, Eddie started to think of all the things he was grateful for. Eddie felt grateful for his new confidence, and that he'd felt brave enough to walk with Joe and without his mom today. Eddie took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Eddie snuggled into his soft pillow, shifting to his side. He felt grateful to have Joe, Teresa, and their parents as his friends. Eddie took another deep dragon breath, in and out. His blankets were thick and cozy. It felt like they were giving him a hug. Most of all, Eddie felt grateful for his family, especially his mom. His mom had understood his feelings and loved him no matter what. Eddie took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. Eddie fell asleep in his soft, cozy bed, dreaming of the wonderful adventures he could have with his new confidence and his new shoes. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.